This week in our Anatomy of a Play, we break down the shovel pass. Here's Ross Tucker to do that for us on the whiteboard. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So today we're going to take a look at the old shovel pass. That, remember how often Eagles used to run it with Brian Westbrook back in the day? Everything on the front side is fast flow to the outside. That means the quarterback, the running back, they are attacking the perimeter. And so everybody on this side believed it's some type of quick out pass, maybe even a design quarterback run, something like that. The line up front, though, they're essentially blocking like it's power. They're going to double team the defensive tackle up here, working up to the front side linebacker. The defensive end back here is going to get blocked by the offensive tackle. And these guys can work up, if they want, to the backside linebacker. So everything's going fast flow to the front. Everything on blocking-wise is trying to create space and a seam right here. What they're doing is they're putting the onus on this defender right there. It's basically a read play. This guy typically will come out because he sees all the fast flow and he's taught not to let anything get outside of him. Because of that, whoever this guy is, H-back, tight end, whatever, the guy that we're throwing the shovel pass to, he's going to sneak in there right through here and he's going to hug the down block. Right when the defense is convinced it's an outside play, the quarterback just flicks it to the tight end or the H-back, who's running right off of the butt of the offensive tackle, hopefully for a lot of yards. The old shovel pass play.
Great job, Ross, breaking down the shovel pass. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. Now, we got to go back 2008 Thanksgiving. This is my old coach, Andy Reid. This was a staple of our offense. And you know, if Doug's coached under Andy Reid, he knows about this play, this shovel pass. It was very successful for us, too. Now, what you got to get here, the key, is you got to get the fullback or this running back, who's ever here, he has to get out of here fast, because he has to give this guy and this guy the illusion that the play is going to be coming outside. And when you get this backside guard pulling, that's going to pull this guy over, and it's going to leave an open area for this pass to be made. And as long as the blocks are made correctly, that's usually a cakewalk to the end zone for that number two guy. Brian Westbrook scored a lot of touchdowns, and I happen to know that happened to be one of McNabb's favorite play calls, because that's an easy touchdown pass for the big guy. And this play has survived the test of time. This year in the playoffs, you see the Arizona Cardinals right here against the Green Bay Packers. Again, you get the running back out here, you're going to get the backside guard pulling here, and who's this guy? Future Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald running. So it could be a running back or a wide receiver, but the play design is still the same. And the key to it is still the same. You got to get the defense running to the outside. This guy must pick up that block. Great job from Fitzgerald, because that's a poor block of cutting it back in there and getting the touchdown. Lots of coaches who have West Coast background in them, they love the shovel pass. I would expect to see this year from the Eagles offense.